Do you think there's a non-protocol role right now for TCH, John, or are you using your practice? And if you had the Topo 2 assay available or you knew the results, would you consider it?
The reality is this data is very new. Literally, I've only known this for 1 week, and you've known it for 1 day. I think it's real. And the reason I think it's real is because it makes sense. Biologically, identifying targets and treating them with a drug makes perfect sense. And I think that if I had the test available tomorrow, and if I had a woman in front of me with a node positive or a high-risk node negative HER2 positive early breast cancer, I would discuss getting Topo 2 amplification status. I would certainly get HER2 by FISH. And if they were the double amplified, I would treat them with AC Taxotere Herceptin. If they were not Topo 2 amplified, I would discuss TCH as being a very viable alternative, which hopefully would circumvent the cardiotoxicity.
How small a tumor would you consider for adjuvant Herceptin in an off-protocol setting?
So off-protocol, how small is small? Well, none of the trials allowed patients to be entered that had tumors that were smaller than 1 centimeter. So if you look across the board, the definition of a high-risk tumor was 1 centimeter or greater, and in our trial, high-grade HER2 positivity was enough to get you as a node negative into the BCIRG006, and similar criteria were used in NCCTG and HERA. So I think under 1 centimeter, it's absolutely unknown whether such women benefit from adjuvant Herceptin. They've been on none of the trials. So I would stick to the trial criteria at present. I could be wrong, but it's the only data we have.
About half the patients in these studies had ER-positive tumors. The effect looked like it was about the same. Getting back to Lowell's question, what about the patient with a smaller ER-positive tumor, more than 1 centimeter, 1 to 2, for example? How would you think through the risk benefits in a patient like that who's going to get hormone therapy and chemo?
Well, again, this is a bit of a complexity because we now have, again, a multiplicity of targets. We've got the estrogen receptor to hit. We also have HER2. Now, the good news here is that you probably would get better efficacy even in those HER2 ER-positive patients with the combination of optimal endocrine therapy and optimal systemic therapy, biologic, and probably chemotherapy. So I would err on the side of over-treating these women rather than under-treating. And the reason being, the women with HER2 positivity, if they're really HER2 amplified by FISH, they tend to have quite modest levels of estrogen receptor. We know that they are less tamoxifen sensitive. I think the data is quite strong there. So my own personal inclination would be to offer them good chemotherapy. Talk to these patients about the fact that if they are postmenopausal, that an aromatase inhibitor is probably better than tamoxifen in this setting, and I would definitely discuss the addition of Herceptin to that equation.